This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer on this Wednesday, July 24th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast. For those of you K-State fans and other fans that are new to the podcast, all about what's going on with Kansas State sports, sticking with the theme, we're going to move on, continue this theme of hiring new coaches here in 2024 or getting promoted. By the way, if you haven't checked out the latest episodes of this podcast, go back to the feed. It's up there now wherever you get your podcast. And of course, I'm going to say this right now before we get into volleyball. Myself and Alex Aiden, we did talk running backs last night. And I'll do, hopefully by this evening, I'll have that up. But that's going to be on Podbean. You're only going to get extra bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast only on the Podbean app. So download the Podbean app and then type in the name or letters, in this case, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. I did not type that. I did not come up with that. Podbean decided to just throw it in there without my permission. But you will find Wildcat bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. So there's that. So we're going to take care of some business right here. So there's that. All right. So K-State volleyball, we're at it on this episode here on this midweek Wednesday. Okay. And this is actually a former player, former Stanford volleyball standout, Gabby Dunson, has been named an assistant head coach for the upcoming 2024 season under Jason Mansfield, who will be entering his second year, again, as head coach of the women's volleyball team. Quote, "I have had the privilege of coaching Gabby for 4 years at Stanford, and I haven't coached many athletes that were as focused, competitive, and selfless as she was," Jason Mansfield said earlier on. This was Monday, actually. So this was came out, this news on the volleyball front came out Monday. And we're going to continue on with the comments here from Coach Mansfield about Gabby. Quote, "Gabby was an elite passer, defender, server, and setter in the liberal position. And I have no doubt she will help us be better in those areas. She was also an incredible leader and found ways to help her teammates be better," end quote. There, we're going to move on from here. Quote, "We are excited to welcome Gabby, her husband, Devin, and her two beautiful children, Jocelyn and Winston, to our K-State volleyball family," end quote. There as well. So another coaching hire slash, or you want to call it, promotion for K-State coaches here coming up in the 2024 season there as well. So here's kind of a little profile on Gabby Dunson. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're on volleyball on this edition here this morning. Dunson arrived in Manhattan after working with the Momentum Volleyball Club in Colorado, where her primary responsibilities included mentoring coaches and developing consistent teaching methods of serve, receiving, and defense throughout the organization there. Dunson, formerly Gabby Allies, did I say that right? Yeah, Allies, had a standout career as a liberal at Stanford, where she was a part of the Cardinal squad that made 4 trips to the NCAA Sweet 16, including 2 appearances in the national championship back in 2007 and 2008. During her 4-year career with the Cardinals, she became a 2-time AVCA All-American and earned All-American recognition by Volleyball Magazine twice there as well. So, and then this is, it looks like here, Dunson. We have Dunson here in a quote. Quote, this is from Gabby, Coach Gabby. Quote, "I'm elated to have the opportunity to work with Jason Mansfield, Steve Astor, and Fiona Fiotti in a coaching role at Kansas State," And she continues on here, quote, Jason spent countless hours in the gym with me at Stanford during my collegiate career, helping me succeed at a high level. And then we're going to move on from continue on with Gabby here on the Purple Trip Podcast. Quote, I hope I can do the same for our Wildcats while also finding meaningful ways to show these young ladies how to value themselves as the individuals outside the gym. End quote there as well. Dunson, a four-time Pac-10 champ, is second all-time in school history in career digs with over 2,147 digs per set. That's 4.5 per set, while her digs, 617 in 2009, is the second most in a single season. And back in 2009, Dunson recorded 33 digs against UCLA to set a single, which was then a single match record. Holy smokes. And of course, Dunson, she is from Bellevue, Nebraska. So that's not too far from there as well. So this is becoming a loaded coaching staff for Jason Mansfield here. And this is another kind of, this kind of goes back to what we talked about with the promotion of Ebony Gilliam on the women's basketball side. We talked about Gilliam in one of the latest episodes that should be up there wherever you get your podcast. These episodes now, they all mesh together. This is the off season, and I'll be glad when here next month we get some games going here, folks here on the podcast. Of course, we're going to be bringing back the postcast. Volleyball, whether that's women's volleyball, women's soccer, it'll be on the main feed. We will talk about, even though the postcast with myself and Alex Ain on football season will be on Podbean, I'm hopeful to do an immediate reaction after every football game on this main channel. So even though me and Alex, yes, are going to have to chat after every K-State football game this year in 2024 on the Podbean app, again, Greer 380s podcast, I'll come on here on our main channel, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your Kansas State podcast, and I'll have immediate reaction to these games or the very next morning. So I will adjust accordingly, depending on what time K-State's games are, as we continue the countdown to UT Martin on August 31st out there in Manhattan, Kansas. But again, this relates to Gilliam played under Mitty, right? We're catching a theme here. Travis Schofield, I will have that up here. That's going to be up here very shortly. So I recorded the Travis Schofield episode over the weekend. Haven't gotten a chance to get that out. That will be out here very soon. And this probably will come out tomorrow at some point. So I'm having to move around episodes there, but we're trying to stay ahead of the game here. And now on the volleyball side, you have a former player whose stats is by second none, very impressive. And now Gabby Dunson is now a assistant coach to which was her head coach back in the day, back in the Pac-10. Again, Jason Mansfield, coming from the Pac-10, had great success with Washington and Stanford. Again, it'd be interesting to see as we start to see Jason Mansfield and his coaching staff players. But again, they have some returners back, including Aaliyah Carter on this team. No, the non-question leader of this team, the volleyball team as well. So there's a little theme going here with this coaching staff going into the season. So I'm very excited. Very interested to see how that goes as well. And we'll see how the second year goes, obviously, with Jason Mansfield here in another month or so here as volleyball will be getting going. All the fall sports will be getting going here in a matter of time, folks. Before we know it, we're going to be talking Aaliyah Carter, Jason Mansfield, this volleyball team as they get gear up for another year at K-State. Of course, it'll be their second year in their new facilities, Morgan Family Arena, which I, again, have not been inside there yet, so I cannot say. I do not have a say in that yet. But what I've heard already with the tickets and everything, from what I've heard anyways with the tickets and all that, yes, expect big-time crowds in that arena for sure. I think that's become, slowly becoming one of the more home court advantages in volleyball. No offense to some of these others, and I, again, have no say in that, but again, from what I've heard last year, from what I watched on the videos last year, from what we've seen, yeah, it's become one of those. And if K-State volleyball is going to take the next step and get to a tournament, they're going to have to, again, continue to get better and raise their level of play. So I'm anxious to see what happens this year with Coach Mansfield, his coaching staff, adding a coaching assistant with the experience like Dunson, like that. So congratulations again. Don't mean to go off on a tangent there, but I'm just catching a little theme there here lately in the last couple weeks there, as Gabby Dunson hired as one of the assistant coaches under Jason Mansfield, a former player under Mansfield at Stanford. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, or free and available daily or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content here. Folks, we're counting down the days to the end of July already, folks, K-State Nation. So again, speaking of soccer, they're supposed to have an exhibition game out there in Busey Family Park very soon against Arkansas here, I believe in another week or so. We're going to have to double check that here, and we'll come back on here later on in the week, and we will get to date on that for sure, as Mike DeBeanie, back again as head coach of the women's soccer team, look to improve, all caps. So we'll see what happens there on that as well. For now, we're going to put a pin on this episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Alex in out there in San Diego, California. Again, just another reminder, me and Alex did record late last night another positional preview, running backs. I'll have to try to have that up by this evening. We'll see how the schedule pans out on that. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!